Indirect free kick against goalkeeper inside his own penalty area. Law 12. An indirect free kick is awarded to the opposing team if a goalkeeper, inside his own penalty area, commits any of the following four offenses. 1. Goalkeeper takes more than 6 seconds while controlling the ball with his hands before releasing it from his possession. The goalkeeper is the only player who is allowed to handle the ball, but only in his own penalty area. Once he has gained possession of the ball with his hands, he is responsible for releasing the ball as soon as possible. The ball is deemed to be not in possession of the goalkeeper as soon as the goalkeeper has released the ball from his hands. It then becomes fair game for anyone to challenge him for the ball. As soon as he releases the ball from his hands, the goalkeeper becomes another outfield player. The only difference being that if he picks the ball up a second time in his penalty area before it has touched another player, an indirect free kick is awarded to the opposing team as opposed to a penalty kick. A goalkeeper is considered to be in possession when he stands up with the ball after a diving save or stops his momentum after running to grab the ball. That is when referees should start the 6 seconds countdown. A goalkeeper is considered to be in possession of the ball while bouncing it on the ground or while throwing it up in the air. Possession is given up if, while throwing the ball in the air, it is allowed to strike the ground. There have been several law changes in the past in an attempt to force the goalkeeper to release the ball much sooner to keep the game flowing. Time wasting by the goalkeeper with the ball in his hands or arms is now measured in time rather than distance. The law no longer limits the goalkeeper to taking 4 steps when he has control of the ball in his hands or arms. He is allowed to carry the ball for a maximum of 6 seconds, but may take as many steps as he wishes within this period. Use common sense when calculating exactly when the 6-second countdown should start. If the goalkeeper makes a save, wait until the goalkeeper is stable before you start counting. You do not have to actually count. Experience will tell you when the goalkeeper has overstepped his mark. By all means, count down the 6 seconds by mentally talking to yourself, but do not be too fussy, else you will spoil the game and incur the wrath of the players. Do not look at your watch during countdown, else you will not be able to concentrate on the game action. If a goalkeeper is blatantly and deliberately wasting time, then you have no option but to award his opponents an indirect free kick after you have cautioned him, of course. 2. Goalkeeper touches the ball again with his hands after it has been released from his possession and has not touched any other player. If the goalkeeper touches the ball again with his hands after it has been released from his possession and the ball has not been touched by another player, award an indirect free kick to opponents if he handles the ball inside penalty area. Direct free kick if he handles the ball for a second time outside of his penalty area. For example, 1. The goalkeeper throws the ball to a colleague who is outside of the penalty area. An attacker quickly moves to intercept the ball. The goalkeeper rushes out in an attempt to thwart the attacker, dives outside of his penalty area, and fists the ball away from the attacker before any other player has touched the ball equals direct free kick. For example, 2. The goalkeeper taking a free kick outside of his area, kicks it into his own area, and picks the ball up before it has been touched another player equals indirect free kick. Possession starts from the moment the goalkeeper has control of the ball. Possession includes controlling the ball with his hand or arm, or parrying the ball. Beware of the goalkeeper who purposefully parries the ball downwards instead of catching it. By parrying the ball, he has in effect gained possession of the ball and released the ball all in one motion. If he then decides to pick the ball up after he has parried it, then, within the letter of the law, the referee could award an indirect free kick against the goalkeeper for touching the ball a second time before it has touched another player after he has released it from his possession. But be very careful with this decision. You need to be very, very certain that the goalkeeper had deliberately parried the ball, as opposed to the ball ricocheting off the goalkeeper's hands. My advice would be for referees to only penalize the goalkeeper if you are 100% sure that he deliberately parried the ball to gain some sort of advantage, for example, to waste time at the end of a game. A goalkeeper is considered to have possession of the ball if he has the ball trapped on the ground with as little much as one finger on the ball. The 1991/1992 law change stated, decision regarding when the goalkeeper is in possession of the ball will be considered to be in control of the ball by touching it with any part of his hands or arms. Possession of the ball would include the goalkeeper intentionally parrying the ball, but would not include the circumstances where, in the opinion of the referee, the ball rebounds accidentally from the goalkeeper, for example, after he has made a save. 3. Goalkeeper touches the ball with his hands after it has been deliberately kicked to him by a teammate. Commonly known as the back pass, the pass has to be 100% deliberate. Be absolutely sure that a defender has deliberately passed the ball to the goalkeeper before you award the opposition an indirect free kick. Very often, the ball is deflected off a defender and travels onto the goalkeeper. This is not a deliberate pass and should not be penalized. A deliberate pass is only an offense if the goalkeeper touches it with his hand. The goalkeeper does not have to pick the ball up to be penalized during a deliberate pass. He only needs to touch the ball with his hand. For example, a defender deliberately passes the ball back to his goalkeeper, but hits the ball too hard. The ball is about cross the goal line, between the goal posts, when the goalkeeper dives and fists the ball out for a corner kick. In this instance, you should award an indirect free kick to the attacking side, because the goalkeeper touched the ball with his hand, which was deliberately passed back to him by a colleague. The goalkeeper is allowed to touch the ball if a colleague uses a thigh, head, chest, and knee to pass the ball deliberately to the goalkeeper. It is only an offense if the foot is used. What about the shin? I reckon that use of the shin is an offense. A goalkeeper is allowed to handle a ball in his own penalty area if the last player to touch the ball was an opponent. This includes when the ball is deliberately passed by a teammate to his goalkeeper, but the ball deflects off an opponent before it is finally handled by the goalkeeper. When a teammate deliberately passes the ball to his goalkeeper, the goalkeeper is allowed to touch the ball with the rest of his body. It is only an offense when the goalkeeper touches the ball with his hand after it has been deliberately passed to him by a teammate. The term back pass or pass back can be confusing. The direction that the ball travels does not matter. See to the left. For example, if a teammate who is standing in his own goal area passes the ball deliberately to his goalkeeper, who is standing just inside his penalty area, it is still an offense if the goalkeeper handles the ball. In other words, the ball does not have to travel back. It can travel in any direction. The offense is, goalkeeper touches the ball with his hands after it has been deliberately kicked to him by a teammate. The direction does not matter. The 1992/1993 law change stated, back pass ruling, law 7, fouls and misconduct. On any occasion when a player deliberately kicks the ball to his own goalkeeper, the goalkeeper is not permitted to touch it with his hands. If, however, the goalkeeper does touch the ball with his hands, he shall be penalized by the award of an indirect free kick to be taken by the opposing team from the place where the infringement occurred. 1993/1994 also stated, Decision 18, subject to the terms of Law 7, a player may pass the ball to his own goalkeeper using his head or chest or knee, etc. If, however, in the opinion of the referee, a player uses a deliberate trick to circumvent Article 5c of Law 7, the player will be guilty of ungentlemanly conduct. 4. Goalkeeper touches the ball with his hands after he has received it directly from a throw-in taken by a teammate. If the goalkeeper, GK, touches the ball inside his penalty area with his hands after he has received it directly from a throw-in taken by a teammate, the restart is an indirect free kick to be taken from the place where the goalkeeper handled the ball. If the goalkeeper, GK, touches the ball outside of his penalty area with his hands after he has received it directly from a throw-in taken by a teammate, the restart is a direct free kick to be taken from the place where the goalkeeper handled the ball. Remember, once the goalkeeper leaves his penalty area, he becomes another outfield player. The goalkeeper is allowed to touch and play the ball with his feet, or with his head or chest, etc., having received it directly from a throw-in by a colleague. It is only when the goalkeeper handles the ball that it becomes an offense. 1997/1998 law change stated, Law 7, fouls and misconduct, an indirect free kick will be awarded if the goalkeeper handles the ball after receiving it from a throw-in from his own team,